بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي رفاعة تميم بن أسيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال انتهيت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يخطب فقلت يا رسول الله رجل غريب جاء يسأل عن دينه لا يدري ما دينه فأقبل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك خطبته حتى انتهى إلي فأتي بكرسي فقعد عليه وجعل يعلمني مما علمه الله ثم أتى خطبته فأتم آخرها رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو رفاعة تميم بن أسيد رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was delivering a khutbah. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was delivering a sermon, a khutbah, and this Sahabi comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a traveler, I am a gharib, I am a stranger, I am a traveler who has come to ask about his deen. La yadri ma deenuhu, does not know what his deen is. Ulama explained that this man came, this sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a traveler, he was not living there in Medina, and he came particularly to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about essential aspects of his deen, which is that la yadri ma deenuhu, he does not know what his deen is. Some ulama have explained he had come to ask about the details of iman. What is iman? Others have said other basic tenets of deen, some important essentials of deen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards me. He left his khutbah and he came to me. We can imagine how important this was. Rasulullah understood that this man is asking important things about his deen, about his iman, about Islam. So Rasulullah left his khutbah and he came to me. فَأُتِيَ بِكُرْسِيٍّ Then Rasulullah was brought a chair. فَقَعَدَ عَلَيْهِ He sat on the chair. Again, ulama explained that it's permissible to sit on a chair and give a talk or to address some person. So he left the khutbah, he sat on the chair, وَجَعَلَ يُعَلِّمُنِي مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهِ And then Rasulullah began to teach me that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him. And after teaching me, explaining to me whatever I had asked of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ أَتَى خُطْبَتَهُ فَأَتَمَّ آخِرَهَا Then he went back to his khutbah and he resumed his khutbah until he completed the khutbah. So again we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his humility, and he left his khutbah, not showing disrespect to the khutbah as he was addressing the sahaba, but this was very important for him to explain to this particular sahabi who had come to ask me very, very important about his deen. And the moment he finished explaining that to him, Rasulullah sallallahu went back to his khutbah and he completed his khutbah. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أكل طعاما لعق أصابعه الثلاثة. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would eat any food, he would lick his three fingers. قال وقال إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليمد عنها الأذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها لشيطان وأمر أن تسلت القصعة قال فإنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when any one of you is eating and a morsel falls down, so he was eating and a small morsel falls down, then he should pick it up and remove any dirt that has come on that morsel. Obviously not anything which is najis and impure. Sometimes some dust comes on it. So just remove that dirt from the morsel. وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا And now he should eat it and he should not leave it for shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also commanded that the bowl should be licked. And he says that you do not know in which of your food Allah has placed blessings. So sometimes just the bowl that we have ate of some food in, maybe some dessert, whatever it may be. So even you will find some traces of food still left on it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said we should lick that bowl clean. Because barakah could be just in that traces of the food also. So few important aspects. Number one, we should eat with our right hand, eat with our fingers. Rasulullah said it was sunnah that he would eat maximum with three fingers. Of course, the hadith says that if a person requires a fourth, and fifth finger, then he can use all five fingers. There is no harm in it. But generally, Rasulullah would just eat with the thumb, index finger, and the middle finger. And therefore, in the hadith, we have been taught how we should lick these three fingers. The hadith will come, but just for our understanding today, that after a person eats and is licking his fingers, then you start with licking the middle finger first. Because this one was most soiled with the food. So you lick the middle finger, then the index finger, and then the thumb. And then Rasulullah said that if any morsel falls down, the person should not feel proud and arrogant and feel that why should I pick it up? And he should not leave it for shaitan. So remove the dirt that has come on this morsel of food and partake of it. And Rasulullah mentioned even the bowl or the plate that we are eating from. So we're eating sometimes some gravy on it and lick the entire plate clean. Do not leave anything, not even the effects of the food, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have placed barakah even in that. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Zakr.